The House Committee on Banking and Insurance also met today to hear presentations from state agency heads. Commissioner of Insurance Michael Riley was asked many questions by committee members, including Delegate Cindy Fritch, about topics ranging from workers' comp to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
Has your role changed in overseeing and regulating health insurance now that the Affordable Care Act is being implemented?
It has. Obviously, this federal intervention was a landmark and a land shift in how the health insurance industry is regulated. We continue to regulate the carriers right here, but the federal law and the ACA certainly has introduced a whole lot of new standards there. Our mission and objective is obviously to work closely with the federal government to understand what those rules are so that we can communicate those to our citizens and they can make good, sound decisions.
Commissioner of the Division of Financial Institutions Sally Klein's presentation was on the improvement of the economic outlook of banking since the recession. She also said there is a need to focus less on the competition between U.S. and European banks and more on helping community banks in the wake of the federal legislation, the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, nicknamed the Dodd-Frank Act.
One of the things that Dodd-Frank did was create the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is charged with the examination for consumer protection of those banks greater than $50 billion. But it also has rulemaking authority to write new rules and regulations as it relates to consumer protection. And those rules have a direct impact on community banks.
The committee will now move forward and, as Chairman Cliff Moore says, attempt to do what they feel is best for the banking and insurance industries in West Virginia.
I think the Committee on Banking and Insurance, the main focus is to make sure that we have correct consumer protection policies and laws in place. We want to make sure the industry functions appropriately. We want to make sure that we're not doing anything to bog the system down. And so our committee functions sort of on the premise that if a bill isn't good for the industry, if it isn't good for the consumers, we don't run it. We don't clog the system up just for the sake of saying, we ran 50 bills through the committee. We want to make sure we're passing good public policy and enacting good legislation.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.